I got the man here, R.H., Ryan Howard. How we doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Coach?
I'm doing good.
All right.
But we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a big league ball.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan in the big leagues, what's the experience been like for you?
It's been an absolute blessing. It's been a great ride. It's just a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, and seeing that all kind of coming together. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, I always told my guys it's all about having opportunity and being seen. I mean, what did it all start for you?
For me, man, it started way back when I was younger, playing through the little leagues and everything like that. But it actually took once I got to high school. I remember the game where it kind of put me on the map, I guess, as far as like the scouts and everything and that sort. We were playing this school. Kirkwood High School, and this guy Alvin Morrow, who was a beast in high school. Man. I mean, he was going to go to Florida State, play football and baseball there, and the scouts had come out to come watch him, and I wound up hitting two home runs that game, and that was the game that kind of put me on the radar.
Kind of like you was the beast out there.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, you know, I had a good game that day, and, you get the right set of eyes, and all the circumstances, everything kind of came together for me right there.
And, I mean, at the high school, you went on to play college ball at Missouri.
Correct. Went to Missouri State University. At the time, it was Southwest, but now it's currently Missouri State University. Just continued to grow. As a man, individually, and as an athlete, as a baseball player there. So, learned a lot, and then was fortunate enough to get drafted, and, the rest is history.
So those youngsters out there, what was that college experience like for you?
Man, college was great. I mean, for me personally, I wanted to get drafted out of high school. Thought I was ready to get drafted out of high school, but it wasn't until I got to college that I realized, that I wasn't. That it was best for me to go to college, and once I got drafted out of college, it only solidified that even more. Just seeing the caliber of competition that's out there, just all the hard work that you got to put in. I realized that I wasn't ready, but going to college, it allowed me to grow physically, mentally, mature on the field as well as off the field, and just learn the game more in more of a controlled state.
And most guys, they think once you get drafted, you go right to the big league. So you got drafted out of college and went to the minor leagues. What was that experience?
Nah, man, it's like we call it we used to have a saying for it. Me and a couple of my old teammates, we used to have a saying for it called them bushes. So you work and try to get out of them bushes, man. And you go in there. The year I was drafted, I think we had like 50 some odd guys drafted just for one team. And I can tell you today how many of those guys from that draft year, which is myself and I believe Gavin Floyd, for just the Phillies from that year of 2001, are still in today. So I mean, it's like once you go in there, man, it's a grind. It's a grind. The bus rides, the longevity of the seasons and everything, man. It's a grind. But you stay with it. If you want it, you're gonna make it happen.
Well, you had a pretty good and long career in the big leagues.
Oh yeah. It's still going. So I'm still trying to continue that. Beyond this year, maybe a few more years. Try to keep myself in good shape, keep the body healthy, and going out here and try and play.
Well, I didn't keep you too long. I know you got to get ready for the game, but a couple more questions. You've been in the big leagues about, 14 years now?
I think this is like 12 and a half, 12, 13,
okay.
12,
number
somewhere
years.
In there.
You done got your MVP, you done got Rookie of the Year, you done got a World Series ring. What else left for you?
Man, just... other than the Rookie of the Year, try and do it all again. if they give me that award again, I'll try and take that too. But now it's just continuing, man. It's just that competitive nature that's inside of me. And, uh, just, you know, want to try to get a couple more championships. That's what we play this game for, is to try to go out there and win championships. So try to get a couple more championships before I get out of here and pass on the torch.
So let's take us back on this last question. When you got that call up that you're making it to the big leagues, you walked in the locker room for the first time, saw your name hanging up on that uniform. What was that feeling like?
Man, it was a culmination of just everything. Just, you know, I went back to being like 15, you know, thinking about what, you know, being in the big league since I was 15 years old, you know, watching guys like Jim Tomei, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Tony Gwynn, and it's like, you know, now I'm having an opportunity to share the field with some of these guys. And I mean, for me, it was a big dream come true. I mean, it was just all the hard work that paid off.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I didn't cry.
He cried.
I held it together. I held it together. I held it together.
Coach on the road with the man, Ryan Howard. All right, appreciate it.